We cross over to Gaza now. Joining us on the line, we have Mu'tasim Dalool from the Middle East Monitor. We talk about the Morocco Justice and Development Party's performance in the elections. Mu'tasim, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Alaykum assalam wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
Why has the Morocco Justice and Development Party, the PJD, lost so badly in the elections?
Simply because it didn't meet the ambitions of its supporters, members, and leaders. The PJD, when it won the elections following the Arab Spring, people or Moroccan people wanted it to change the country for the better. Not only on the development field, but politically. You know, in the Arab countries, which mostly Muslim countries, people in these countries hope to see Islamist parties ruling their countries, but they have been facing autocratic regimes installed by the colonial powers when they left these countries. When the Arab Spring hosted many of these or a number of these regimes, people got happy and wanted the Islamists to get the power, and they wanted the Islamist or the Islamic parties to achieve their ambitions related to development and related to the political reforms. In the development field, the PJD achieved many things that pleased the Moroccan people. But on the political side, they failed them, mainly because the normalization with Israel. You know, the Arab population doesn't like Israel because they consider it the enemy of their enemy, as it is occupying an Arab land. So that when they saw the PJD normalizing ties with Israel, they were shocked and surprised. You know, the Morocco is one of the Arab countries which has a relationship with Israel since or for decades. But this normalization and this relationship related to the king and the authoritarian regime in place. But when they saw the PJD involved in this relationship, they were shocked and they punished this. The PJD, after or following the normalization issue, many of its supporters criticized it. Many of its leaders resigned. Even the founder of the PJD or the co-founder of the PJD, Benkirane, Abdelilah Benkirane, severely criticized the party,
yeah,
and said that this the involvement in the normalization doesn't represent the party. Many of the senior leaders left the party. So that this made or this caused partitioning the party. It divided it, originally the PJD consists of several Islamic parties. They came together, so that it was easy for it to separate, to fragment.
Now, didn't PJD's normalization of ties with Israel also play a part in its loss of support?
You know, it's not only the members and the people who are loyal to the Islamist or the Islamic parties dislike Israel or hate Israel. I spoke to communist Moroccans who doesn't like the Islamists. They were very angry at the BGD when it was involved in the normalization with Israel. So that it didn't fail only its supporters, it failed all the Moroccans, so that it was punished. Exactly, you can say Moroccans punished the BGD for the normalization. There are many other reasons, mainly the traps and the tricks made by the king, but normalization was the most important issue that it was punished for. I am sure that the king has manipulated the issue and made the BGD to fail in the trap of the normalization in order to defame it, distort its reputation. But it could have done other issues or took other choices. It could have resigned from the government. It could have it has other issues. I know that other issues could lead the country to chaos. But if there was chaos in the country, political chaos in the country, its effect, or it will be. All the Moroccan parties, political parties, including the king, will bear this chaos and will be obliged to deal with this chaos. But as the it chose not to take to lead the country or to let the country involved in chaos, they bore the consequences of their choice alone.
Mu'tasim, shukran so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.